and to share with one another this morning as a family.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们今天在一起来敬拜你。
I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be with us and guide us in our hearts and mind, and that you are willing to be able to learn from your words this morning.
我们求你的圣灵在我们当中引导我们，让我们能够从你的话语里面来领受真理。
And I pray that as your instrument, that myself and Daniel this morning will be able to express our thoughts together clearly so that we can follow the message for this morning.
我们求主你引导我们做器皿的，能够将你的话语更讲得清楚。
I pray for all of us here who already believe in you and part of the family.
我为在座所有属你的子民来祈求。
But I also pray for those who are searching, those who have not yet accepted you, that this time of fellowship together and study together, you'll be able to be in the mind to understand what we believe.
我们为当中的慕道友来祈求。让他们能够明白我们所信的是谁。
That we will also be able to know you, understand you, and accept you as your personal savior.
所以他们也能够因为今天的崇拜，你真理的光照，来认识你，来接受你。
Knowing that our life or our lives is in your hand.
我们知道生命是掌握在你的手中。
We have no guarantee for what happened tomorrow.
我们对明天会发生什么事？没有一定的知识。
And you want us to make this what we have today.
我们求主也就保守我们今天过今天的生活。
We ask in Christ's name.
我们如此祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to start by reading you additional Bible verses. If you have the Bible with you, or if you have the projection.I'm sorry, I think there was this, Joshua, I gave you a wrong verse, but there's another verse in Matthew, but you can bring it up fine. If not, I'll just read it. It's just a short verse. It's in chapter 28, book of Matthew, chapter 28.
我们首先打开圣经新约马太福音二十八章。
I'll just read from verse 2 to verse 4.
从二到四节。
In the book of Matthew, it said in verse 2, He called a little child and had him stand among them. That's Jesus. And he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.Therefore, whosoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Which chapter?
Chapter 18, verse 2 to 4.
马太福音十八章二到四节。耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中，说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。”
The reason I use this verse is you will see the title of this sharing today is transformation, and then.Inference of habit, but beside that, I said children, I mentioned children's children. My theme is that according to the Bible verses we have read today, we are all God's children, those who believe in Him.
因为今天讲到的题目是改变我们的习惯会造成对我们的影响，影响我们自己，也影响我们的下一代。
But the instruction also told us about how we should train our children and the children of our children.
意思就是说，我们应该怎么样教导我们的孩子跟孩子的孩子。
So I have the young people sitting here today because my first part of my sharing will be, mainly have them in mind. Not only have them in mind, but also have their parents in mind. But I think the message also applicable for all of us that we can learn from.
虽然今天的信息是对大家讲的，但是前面的一部分是着重对孩子们和孩子的父母们。
We have, if I can have the verse back up again on Peter, 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1:13-16.
今天主要的经文之一就是彼得前书一章十三到十六节。
Here, as you will see, talk about therefore with minds that are alert and fully sober.
这里一开始就说我们要约束我们的心，谨慎自守。
We all have a mind, because we have a brain. We have a mind. We can think. We can choose.
我们都有头脑，可以思想。
And you talk about hope. Hope is very important in our life. We hope to achieve something. To hope to get someplace. To hope to achieve our goal.
所以就讲到我们的心，我们的思想要谨慎自守，但是我们也有盼望。
However, this kind of hope is a little different than what we generally thought about the hope, because this kind of hope has to do with the grace that we receive from Christ.
但是这里的盼望跟我们平常所希望的并不一样，因为这里是盼望当耶稣基督来到时候带给我们的恩。
Now, you have to notice that this, what is said here is already promised, is already fulfilled. Because why?Because it's when Christ is revealed in his coming, at his coming. We, as Christians who believe in Christ, is already received this grace because Christ already came.
但这个恩是在我们信耶稣的时候，信主的时候已经赐给我们了。
So because of this, here the scripture is telling us, because of this now you are all God's children.
因此我们都是神的儿女。
But he said that we should be what? Obedient children. Not just any kind of children. Children, they are obedient to God's plan and direction.
但这里警惕我们，勉励我们要做一个顺命的儿女。
Well, in this obedience, what are we supposed to do? Well, one of the important things he mentioned here is that obedient not to conform to the evil desires or the, even to the evil.Trends of this world.
什么是顺命的儿女呢？就是不照着从前蒙昧无知的时候做放纵私欲的样式。
And it said that you live in ignorance before.
因为我们未信主之前，原来是蒙昧无知的。
Because we are all sinners, we didn't know what is exactly the right thing to do, even though we have conscience to tell us what is good and what is bad.
虽然我们有良心，但是在我们得救之前，我们良心也是蒙蔽的。
But conscience can be, quite variable. Different culture, different tribe, different people, they might have different conscience because of their influence, when they were brought up.
良心被我们的传统、我们的文化、我们的教养所污染。
But God gave us this Bible. They,consists of the absolute principle.
但是神在圣经里面告诉我们绝对的、至上的这些、标准道德的标准。
So the Bible gave us direction how we should live.
教导我们当如何的生活。
So before you receive Christ,
所以在我们接受主耶稣之前,
you live in ignorance because we don't have real direction and what is the truth, what is the absolute principle of life.
我们对道德的标准是会常常有变动的，我们生活在愚昧无知里面。
But after Christ came and we accept him and he saved us from our sin, After we were saved, God gave us the direction. So we are not ignorant anymore. But now the Bible is telling us, do not conform to the evil desire, our sinful nature anymore, but follow me in my direction, in my instruction that I give you in the Bible.
但是当我们得救以后，神 将他的原则，生活的原则，道德的标准再次告诉我们，让我们引导我们不再效法从前愚昧无知里头，生活在愚昧无知里面。
But because we are sinful, we have this sinful nature that will be with us as long as we live. And the sinful nature will be the one that gives us temptation and because of our selfish desire. But it said God's plan is to make us holy like Him, to stay away from the evil nature of ourselves.
虽然如此，但是我们仍然有犯罪的倾向，所以这里的经文勉励我们要圣洁，要因为要效法神，因为神是圣洁的。
And that's why I share with you, going back to Romans 12 about transformation, our life needs to be transformed during our lifetime.
因此，罗马书第十二章告诉我们，要心意更新而变化。
Now I have the children and parents here today, and I just want to emphasize something very important. That's why I bring out the second passage, which is in Deuteronomy.
在我们当中有很多的孩童，所以我用《生命记》第六章。
Now the background of this is that God gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
这里的背景是神把十诫赐给摩西。
Now Moses is supposed to lead the Israelites out of Egypt to a promised land.
摩西原本应该带领以色列人出埃及，进入应许之地，就是迦南地。
But before Israel claimed the promised land,
但是当他们进入迦南之前，
God gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
神把十诫赐给摩西。
And he instructed Moses what to do with the Ten Commandments.
也教训摩西，用十诫的做根本，来做他们生活的指引。
And in this passage, Moses is God is telling Moses, now you instruct all the Israelites who be going into the Promised Land pretty soon about this commandment.
所以在生命记第六章，神就指示摩西要将一切的律令、诫命、典章教导以色列人。
He's telling Moses now, you have to prepare yourself because you are going into a place occupied by many evil nations.
神警戒摩西说，你们要准备自己，因为你们进去的那个迦南地是现在被许许多多很邪恶的人占领的。
If you don't prepare yourself, then you'll be influenced.
如果你们不自洁的时候，你会被他们同化了。
I think in a way we can make a parallel of this.
所以我可以用这个比喻来思想我们自己的生活。
No matter what country you are living in,
无论你生活在哪一个国家，
you'll be living in a culture that has good as well as bad.
每一种的国家，每一个文化，民族的文化都有它的优点，也有它的缺点。
How can you tell the difference for sure? What do you use for reference?
但你怎么能衡量呢？你用什么来做标准呢？
From the Bible teaching and telling it, the Bible should be our absolute reference as to how to lead our life. How to judge what is good behavior and what is bad behavior.
我们唯一可用的就是真理的圣经，这是道德至上的标准。
But this is also very important here. He mentioned that your children and the children after them may fear God. You have to instruct your children so that they can pass on this instruction and this tradition. It's how to honor God, how to learn the principle of life. Pass this on to your children so that they can in turn pass on to their children.
但是这里也很清楚地教导我们，这些律例典章不只是为我们这一代，也是要我们教导下一代，子子孙孙都能够来遵守神，敬畏神。
I think this is very particularly very important for Oriental and Chinese culture.
这对我们东方中国人是很重要的。
Chinese like to live long life.
每个中国人都喜欢长寿。
They even to the point they don't use like, you know, letter like for 死。
他们甚至连
number one, two, three, four 四。
这个四字我们都不喜欢用，因为四跟死很这个音很相近。在香港没有四楼
的。I understand, yeah. Some they don't want. Oh, you live on the fourth floor. You live on the floor, 十 floor.
所以有些地方四楼不存在。
They like the letter A, but they like the letter A.
他们喜欢八字。因为八的发音在广东话跟发达的发很相近。
So in the driver's license plate, they try to find one that said eight, eight, eight.
所以你看到如果有车牌是八八八八，这一定是香港人。
Well, that's a Chinese conception. They want to have long life. But you know, God promises here, if you follow my instruction and my commandment, then God promised that.I will give you long life. That you will be able to enjoy long life.
这里神指示以色列人说，如果你们遵守我的命令、诫命、律例，我就使你们日子长久。
Can we move up the screen a little more on the verse? Okay. Now the other thing is, as Christian, I think that's very important for parents, especially nowadays.
我觉得这对我们父母有很大的提醒。
We have a lot of young children here. They're already in school.
我们中间有很多的孩子，他们在上学的年龄。
But actually, a lot of the application apply even to children before they start school, before they go to preschool.
但是这些经文甚至对在幼稚园的孩子们也一样的适用。
So we are talking to children at 3-4 years old before they even go to preschool. The parents have great responsibility.To train them.
在他们幼小的年龄，在学龄以前，父母就应该用圣经的真理来教导他们。
We all know that a parent, the first few years of their lives are very important.
我们都知道孩子们年幼的那一段时间是非常重要的。
How we relate to them, how we react to them during those first few years before they start to have their classmate, also very important.
我们与他们中间的应对，在他们的心灵里面留下很深的印象。
Some of you here teaching young children in Sunday school, the three or four years, you know that they each have their own personality.
在他们3-4岁的时候，我们在主日学里面可以看得很清楚，他们每一个人已经有了他们的个性。
Some of them are very easy to approach, very easy to teach. Some of them.Are very restless, they can't sit still.
有的人很听话，却有的孩子也很顽皮。
Well, why do they develop those characters? A lot of this is from family training.
他们为什么有这样的个性呢？很多跟他们的环境教养有
关。So for those of you who have young children, I will just share this with you.
所以你们当中有年轻有小孩子的时候孩子的话，我觉得这些。经文对你很有提醒。
Impress on your children, really impress. You know what impress mean? Influence them, talk to them.
对，说到要教导他们，谨慎的来教导他们。
He said, talk to them when you sit at home.
这里说要殷勤的来教训他们，无论在家里面，坐在家里面。
What you do, sit at home, just.Hey, sit here. I'm going to talk to you.
就是在你家里面日常生活的时候。
We all your parents do that sometime. Not really.
是我们做父母的是否有机会或者时间把孩子叫到跟前来跟他们谈话呢
？But all of you have to eat supper, don't you?
但是我们都要一起。
Who said I don't need to eat supper? Raise your hand.
我们谁在家里面不吃晚饭的？
So when you sit together on the table at supper, then it's where parents should talk to you about God.
当我们一起坐在餐桌上用饭的时候，那就是一个教导的机会。
About life.
教导他们有关人生。
When you're very busy during the day, you have to eat. Everybody have to eat. This is time to share, to pray.
在繁忙的生活里面，晚餐上的教导是很重要的。
When you walk along the road,
这里也讲到行在路上。
How many of you take a trip someplace during vacation?
有多少人有全家去旅行的呢
？Your parents tell you go to different places, go camping, go to have a vacation to Disney World or maybe to some other places, huh?
我们会一起去度假，一起去露营。
Well, when during vacation you travel together, you walk together, right? That is the time also to share God.
一起旅行的时候，也是我们一个教导的机会。
To share God with your children. Then he said, "When you lie down."
这里也说到，当你躺下了。
Some of you have very young children, maybe 2-3 years old. How many of you sit down next to the bed? And read them a story, or pray with them before they go to bed. How many of you think about that?
有多少父母在晚上孩子就寝的时候，你跟他们用一段的时间一起，或者是读一本书，或者是跟他们一起祷告呢
？Before they go to preschool, before they kindergarten, this kind of habit developing at home is so important. You can tell when you react with some of the children that had this kind of family.
这样的一起的时间是非常重要的，也有很大的影响力。
Not only that, when you get up, in the morning,
这里也讲到起来，早上起来的时候
，everybody has to get up in the morning to go to school to go to work, right? Usually rushing in the morning.
早上是繁忙的时间，一起来就要去。上学或上班。
But when you see your children off to school,
当你送孩子上学的时候
，give them a hug,
给他们一个拥抱。
Say that I'll be praying for you, that you'll be safe, you'll be coming home.
所以我为你祷告，一天有平安，平安的去，平安的回来。
Well, all this I practice is part of life.
这一切都是我们日常生活里面所遇到的。
We call this habit.
说称这些为习惯。
If children and parents can develop some of these good habits, it will be very important for the rest of their life.
如果父母儿女中间能够从早就，养成这样的习惯，这对我们一生都有效用。
Now, I'm going to move down a little bit to talk about habits.
所以我们就来谈一谈所谓的习惯。
I'll just make a few general statements to start with.If I can help you move to the next slide. Let me see. There will be slide number 7. Okay, I'll just read through a little bit.And then you can translate into Chinese for me. First is, humans are habitual animals. The Bible told us that we are all wonderfully made. Because the body is very complicated. But also told us we are totally depraved by a sinful nature. Second is, habits are formed.With the influence of genetic tendency, cultural and environment upbringing. Whether we develop good habits or bad habits, all these factors influence all of us. And the three is bad habits can be detrimental to life. They can be hazardous to health and it can tarnish our character development. We mentioned about that last time and shared with you, right?About smoking, about some of the other habits that are not good for us. And then number 4 is transformation involves practice of good habits.
Um, 对这个习惯我一些重点，就是第一，我们人都是有习惯的，这些虽然我们是 在开始被创造的时候是一个圆满的，但是我们被我们的罪所因为我们的罪而遭受污染沉沦。但是我们的习惯怎么养成的呢？是从我们一些基因造成一些的倾向，然后受到我们的文化、我们的环境的影响而造成的。坏的习惯对我们的生命有不良的影响，对我们的健康有不良的影响，也让我们的品格遭受污染。但是我们可以重新的来蜕变、来改变啊，但是我们需要有正确的引导和这个很努力的来有引导跟操练来养成，把我们的坏习惯改变、改掉，变成养成好的习惯。
Now, in order to make it a little more interesting for you, I'm going to share some thought with you. Okay? I will be sharing with you a little bit about the importance of the concept of perception, conditioning, and adaptation during our life as to how it affects our habits.
我现在会用一些的例子来讲清楚习惯是怎么样养成的。
Back in the 17th century,
在十七世纪的时候
，there is a very well-known philosopher called John Locke. How many of you heard of this name?
有一个很著名的哲学家。
He gave a very important concept for us about how our minds work, how we develop our health habits in life.
他告诉我们，我们的头脑是怎么样运作来养成习惯。
If you turn to, if you give me Joshua's slide number 20, number 10.
我们看一个图片。
Oh, the other one. That, tabula rasa. Can you follow me? Say tabula rasa. Tabula rasa. Good.Now this is Latin. This in Latin means blank plate, okay, or slate. Let's consider this a slate here, okay? There's nothing in it, okay?
意思就是这个字的拉丁文的意思就是说，也许我们可以用一个背景是一片空白的。
This is a tabula rasa.
就像这个黑板一样。
Don't see anything in there, right? So when you were born as a baby, your mind was like that, empty, nothing.
在最开始的时候，我们的头脑就是这样，是一片空白。
Okay, now what do you see? What do you see? A circle.
现在我们看到这个黑板上画了一个圆圈。
What do you see? Triangle.
或一个三角。
What do you see?
正方形。
What do you see? Okay.
一个笑脸。
So, when you get out of your mother's womb, you cry. That's a good sign because your lung is open when you were born.
所以当你从母胎里边出生的时候，你哭一声就是觉得你的肺脏开始运用。
So your mind started working now. Your eyes starting working. Your mind starting working. Your ears starting working now, right? So all that you see, all that you hear, started become part of your brain.
你的头脑、眼睛、耳朵、鼻子一起一
切的器官都开始运作。Like a computer now. Before there's nothing. It's blank computer. But now these are added into your brain computer.
所以一些的讯号就开始进入你的脑里面。
So after a few months, you know who your mother is and who your father is. Some stranger hold you, you start crying. When the mother hold you, you feel good, you smile.
所以过一阵子你就认识谁是父亲，谁是母亲。
That is the concept of tabula rasa.
这个就是 tabula rasa 的意思。
The actual scientific explanation is perception. What we see become part of my mind.
所以我们所接触到的，我们所让我们感觉到的，进入我们的生命里面。
That's why it's so important to have healthy exposure to our mind.
所以我们就是如果我们所接受的这个讯号是健康的讯号，就对我们影响非常大。
Now the some of the older Christian during our time, they are very super conservative. You know, back home when I was a kid like you, and some parents are very conservative Christian. They said you shouldn't go to the cinema.
也许我们都了解，有很多的基督徒是非常保守的，他不让孩子去电影院。
He said you'll be corrupted by the Hollywood, love scene and all that, right?
因为电影里面有很多不良的图面图画图片，会对孩子有不良的影响。
When I grew up, I found there was some kind of restrictive. So as you come to this country, that means you have to be discretionary when you see movie. Choose the right kind of movie to see.
就是当我们去电影院的时候，看电影的时候，我们要小心的选择我们看哪一类的电影。
If you do enough of the bad exposure, you will corrupt your mind.
如果你看了太多不应该看的影片的时候，就让你的头脑造成污染。
That is why this country is dealing with so many problems because of the movies showing sex and violence and bad language.
这是为什么这个国家对年轻人所造成不良的影响，从电影里面的暴力
That's why we have to deal with all those social problems every day, day in and day in and day out.
而造成我们社会里面这么多的问题。
Now I like to do a little experiment. I don't know what is really true, but I think it is. But we'll test it out. Okay? I like the cooperation.
我们现在开始做一些的实验，我需要大家的合作。
And try to follow what I ask you, otherwise it won't work, okay?
Good. 你要照着我的要求去做。
First of all, I'm going to ask all of you to close your eye.
我们大家闭起眼睛。
Now, not yet, but when I start, I want all of you to close your eye, okay?Well, you will know, okay? But you have to listen, okay? You cannot cheat. The next thing I will ask that people on this side to open their eyes. Then I will show them something. While this side will continue to close their eye.
等一下我会要求你们都闭起眼睛，但是我让一半这边一半的人张开眼睛，但另外一半的人仍然闭起眼睛来。
Now, so when I give you about 15 seconds to look at what I want to show you. And then I want you to close your eye again. Okay?
我会让这些把眼睛张开的人看一个图片，15秒钟以后把眼睛再闭起来。
People on the other side still have their eye closed. They can't open yet. Okay? But when you close their eye, I will have people on this side to open their eyes.
然后轮到他们张开眼睛。
And I'll give them another 15 seconds to show them something.
我再给让他们15秒钟看这个图片，同样的图片。
And then I have them to close their eyes again.
然后我们一起把眼睛都闭起来。
Now in the meantime, everybody have their eye closed, right? Until I give one more signal. Now everybody can open their eyes, okay?
然后我们再一起张开眼睛。
So, you understand now? Okay, we're going to start. I'm going to have all of you close your eyes, please.
让我们大家都闭起眼睛来。不准偷看。
And Joshua, will you show me slide 11? Okay, people on this side, now you can open your eyes.
所以在有孩子这边。
On the left side only, not the right side.
闭起眼睛来，不能够偷看这边的人。这边的有孩子坐的这一半人可以打开眼睛。
I'll give you another 5 seconds.Now, please close all your eyes on the left side. Everybody still have their eye closed now. Now, Joshua, let me have the slide number 12. Now, people on the right side, please open your eye and see what is on the screen.
教堂右边的人看这一张图片，你看到什么呢？No cheating.
Okay, please close your eye now.
大家都把眼睛闭起来。
Okay. And Daniel, I'd like to come down to witness for me. Everybody, eye closed. Now, will you, Joseph, will you show slide number 14, please?
大家眼睛都闭起来。
Enlarge it, please, so you can see the whole thing. Okay. Make a little bigger if you can. Can you make a little bigger? Okay, that's all. I think you can see. Now, everybody open their eyes, please.
大家都张开眼睛来。
I'll give you 5 seconds. Daniel is my witness. See now.How many see of you see an old lady? Will you please raise your hand?
就看到有一个老年妇人，请举手。
There are more people here, right? At least twice more. How many of you see a beautiful lady? Will you raise your hand?
那就有多少人看到一个年少的漂亮的少女呢？
Well, in a way, we have much more people down here. Only a couple on this side.Actually, it depends what you are looking at. You can see both an old lady, old woman, and a young lady in there.
因为这张图片里面包括了一个老太太。
How many of you still see an old woman? Raise your hand. See, still more on this side. Why? Because they saw that old lady first. How many of you see a young lady?How come you guys not opening your hand for young lady? Don't you see a young lady there?
为什么这半的人看到的是老太婆，那半人看的是年轻的女孩呢？
Can you see the young lady for this side? You don't see the young lady? Do you see the nice hairstyle, nice facial here, the jaw, the nose?And then have a scarf, and then there's a little flower in the head. You see it? Okay. Now, for those of you who didn't see the old lady before, didn't you see the big nose? Big nose, the big jaw, the little lip here, the eyes. Can you see it now?Okay, just do one more. For example, Joshua, you turn, open slide number 15. You have 15? Okay, let's give you a couple of seconds to look at this.How many of you see a vase, a flower vase?
多少人看到一个花瓶？
How many of you see two faces?
但是有多少人又看到两个脸，两张脸？
Okay, this is a much easier one, right? Yeah, if you look at the whole thing, if you look at the whole thing as a whole, this is a flower vase. But if you look at this individually, through here, there's one man with a big nose, another man with a big nose sticking out, okay?Well, this is what science study called perception.
这就是，科学告诉我们，我们印象。
What you saw, what you hear, will become part of your brain, mind function.
所以我们被我们所接触到的所影响。
So if you are exposed with some very bad images, bad experience, bad noise, something like that, when you are young, and continue to be fed those images, you become your habit. That is in your mind and your brain.
如果我们从小开始就受到一些不良的印象，无论是我们接触的经验或者是图片都也好，这些印象就造成在我们的脑海里面，使我们影响我们产生不良的习惯。
That's why the priority has for parents, for children, and upbringing is so important to train ourselves and our parents to have a sound mind.
这就是为什么
healthy mind.
为什么父母对孩子所造成的影响是这么重要
？Because habits are developed, they are not automatic, they are developed.
因为习惯不是自然产生的，而是慢慢的造成的。
Now I agree. I have bad habits. Everybody have bad habits, but everybody also have some good habits that people admire.
我们每个人都有好的。但是也有坏的习惯。
The important thing is willingness for us. When we realize that we have some bad habits, we try to change those. And if we have good habits, maintain them and improve them.
但是我们需要认识我们坏的习惯，而去改它；好的习惯，去继续的培养它。
So not only perception is important, but the adaptation and the conditioning during our life become pretty settled in our mind.
所以我们从小接受的这些印象对我们的脑的影响脑力的影响是非常大的。
I will show you a little clip that I borrow from YouTube, and Joshua can show us.
我们现在看一个小小的影片。
Have you heard of the experiment of the boiling frog?
有多少人知道这个青蛙放在烧滚的水里面。
Just a couple of minutes clip, they'll tell you the story.
A frog is a cold-blooded animal, and humans are warm-blooded, so our body burns energy or perspires to maintain the same 98.6 degrees. The cold-blooded frog's body temperature goes up and down with the temperature of its surroundings.Although frogs love water, when I hold it over this pot of boiling water, this frog is very uncomfortable and climbs to get away from it. The water in this pot is room temperature, 69.4 degrees, so he's comfortable when I put him in. If I turn the burner on low flame, his body temperature will adjust and slowly he will heat up with the water.The water temperature has risen to 80 degrees, and the frog is the same temperature and still comfortable. If I turn up the burner slowly again, he won't notice, because he'll continue to change to be the same as his surroundings. When we started, I held the frog over the first pot of boiling water. He was uncomfortable, and he tried to get away from the heat. But now, because we're raising the temperature slowly,He doesn't recognize the danger he's in. He just keeps going along with the changes in his surroundings. Eventually, we can turn up the burner to a deadly boil. He will just keep trying to adjust with it. By the time he realizes it's killing him, it's too late. He won't notice in time because he just keeps changing himself to go along with the changes in his surroundings.
Do you get a message?
我们是否真的了解这一个影片里面所带出来的信息呢？
This experiment been used by some teachers and people to say that, you know, once you develop into a habit and you stay on it, even if you know it is a bad habit and you don't want to pull out of it, that habit can cause you a lot of harm and damage in your life.
习惯不是一天造成的，而是慢慢慢慢的养成的。但是我们虽然知道我们这个习惯不良，但是不改的时候，这个不良的习惯就会慢慢的对我们生命造成很大的损害。
You know, the Chinese talk about the four big vices.
我们中国人讲到四个大的 自害。
Yeah. You know that, right?
Obviously not.
飘倒引吹 is that right?
嫖就是prostitution, 嫖赌
gambling, drinking,
酗酒
smoking,
and 烟
Our ethical teaching, Chinese talk about these four bad vices that can ruin a person's life.
这个四大非就变成影响我们生命的这个
But there are other habits too. I say sometime later sharing, not today, but you know, eating can be a bad habit.
但是有其他的不良的嗜好。
In the end, dealing with problem with obesity, you know that.
甚至饮食都是可能变成不良的嗜好。我们印第安纳州的这个胖的人太多了。
And school tried to take away the pop machine from the school. You heard about that?
有些学校要把这个汽水的这个。贩卖机器挪开，被除掉，就是因为孩童喝了太多有甜食的。
So much for development of bad habit. Now I share with another thought with you. And this is important for parents, particularly for parents and the kids. Now I want to see, will you see another clip?
我们再看一个影片。
Have you, any, if you, some of you are older, you have heard that one time.In the 70s, I think they have it up in a commercial on the TV for about even 7 years, something like that. Have you heard of a commercial called Like Father, Like Son? Any of you? Back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s?
在70、80年代有一个电视上的一个广告叫做有其父必有其子。
Remember last week I talked to you about the smoking habit?
就讲到抽烟。
After the Surgeon General report came out about smoking and health, and they tried to put a commercial like that to discourage people from smoking. And this commercial have also other meaning too.
当在那个年代，已经证实吸烟对身体有伤害的时候，这个广告就出来来教导人。
I talk aboutThe influence of
genetic,
it does run in family. You know, fathers and son and daughter, they have a tendency to follow one another because of genetic tendency. But also, the environment and the family upbringing is a very important part of the childhood development. Now I want you to show this clip of this commercial. Maybe you get a little message there, especially for parents.
虽然天生的自然倾向会影响我们造成某些的习惯，但是我们的环境、我们的文化也是影响我们养成习惯的另外两个大的因素。
Like father, like son. Father, like son, think about it. For information on smoking and heart disease, ask your heart association.
How about you like this commercial? Well, it gives a message of how important parents are in the responsibility of training up children day in and day out, even before they go to school.
这带出来一个信息就是父母的身教对我们的孩子影响有多大
？Well, I think many of you have a Chinese background, so I want to share one more example with you.
再举一个例子。
How many of you remember 孟子？孔子、孟子 ，right? 孟子 is secondary to 孔子 in being well known. 孔子、孟子。 understand this is a real descendant of 孟子.
孟子.
Yeah. Do you know that when 孟子 was young, his mother has to change residence 2 or 3 times to keep a son from bad environment? How many of you have heard of that?
有多少人听到孟子孟母三迁的故事?
Yeah. In Chinese, they call 孟子, 孟母, 孟母三迁, right? Well, supposedly, the first 2 times he changes, one time they were living near a cemetery.
原来他们在坟墓旁边居住。
So his son was kind of following those people, doing all the weird thing in the cemetery, and she following them.
所以这个小孟子, 这个孟小子, 就, 学, 学习这些, 来, 祭祖这个, 来扫墓的这些人的行为。
So Mang will move to another resident, which is near a market, a street market, big market.
所以孟小子的母亲就不太喜欢他的孩子养成这样的习惯, 就搬到, 菜市场的旁边。
And apparently at that time, the concept of a merchant is a really low, has a very low position in China. You know, those open markets, they are not respected, you know, in the market, the merchant running around trying to sell things.
也许当时, 中国人对这些小贩的, 印象不是很好。
So they move again because his mother didn't want him to follow all those things the merchant was doing.
这个孟小子又跟着这些买做买卖的人学他们的样式，所以母亲又搬家第三次。
He wanted him to bring up as a scholar, like, you know, he ended up to be not to sell chicken and ducks and snake and all that kind of stuff in the market.
所以孟母这一次很有智慧。
Well, that is the effect of environment.
就搬到一个学校的旁边，让孟子，孟小子开始。
I'm sure you all agree. If you do social study, why some of those people with bring up in bad family, you know, drink, smoke, use foul language, do all kind of bad things, they turn out, you know, the children will have very high tendency to follow the same trend.
所以父母的样式是什么，很容易孩子也照样学样。
But last of all, before I let the children go, I want to do one more thing.
在我让孩子离去离开以前，我有另外做一件事情。
Okay, I want to ask you, how many of you brush your teeth in the morning?
有多少人今天早上刷牙了？
How many of you use toothpaste?
多少人用了牙膏呢？
What kind of toothpaste you use?
哪一种牙膏？
Huh? Medical,
mint,
Colgate, Crest. Wow! Say it again so he can hear you. Aqua Fresh Kid, Raspberry Flavor.
Flavor.
Yeah. Flavor, yeah, raspberry flavor. Wow, that was really good.
他用了一种特别是针对孩子的有特别的香味的一种牙膏.
Okay, do you know when toothbrushing started? How long ago did people start using brushing their teeth?
多久以前?
Well, from what I heard, I tried to check some, do some research. They said actually, it's because Chinese is one of the most ancient generation, you know, culture. Supposedly, the Chinese is one of them who started, you know, thinking about important to brush their teeth. Apparently, some of the tribal people, they just chew on things, you know, break into pieces and then for clean out their teeth.
很早以前，在中国的一些的部落民族，就吃一些咬一些的草，来保持他们的牙齿清洁。
But the Chinese apparently thought about having a brush, so they used the pig hair, you know, very bristled, very thick pig hair, and they make the brush and clean the teeth.
慢慢演变成他们用猪的猪鬃。来比较硬的毛来刷牙。
And then supposedly the French, the people who start making toothbrush commercial,
牙刷的广告是从法国开始的。
But they don't have any particular the toothpaste you talk about, they just using to clean, I don't know what, but toothpaste did not become popular until after the First World War.
但是他们一直没有用牙膏的知识，直到第一次世界大战之后。
So around that time in the 1920s, a company called Pepsodent, they invented a toothpaste called Pepsodent, and later they put mint in it, and then they make big commercial. And you know what? All the people in this country then started to brush their teeth regularly every day using Pepsodent.
在美国，有一个公司发明了这个牙膏，然后把这个薄荷这个味道的药放在里面，让人都很喜欢，然后开始刷牙。
So now everybody brush their teeth in the morning and at night.
所以现在人每一天刷牙两次，早晨跟晚上。
Because they are healthy for their teeth, right?I'd like to have two volunteers to come out. Okay, you can come out. Okay, two, you raise your hand first. I have one of the girls. You want to come out? Okay. I have one boy, one. Come out.
You got to move your braces.
I just want to make a point, okay?
Exactly.
Here's your toothbrush.
It must be clean. It's wrapped up.
Okay, here's your toothbrush. It's yours now, okay? And here's yours. Here's your toothbrush, okay? Now, when you brush your teeth in the morning, do you put toothpaste in it?
Yeah.
Did your mother tell you how to do it? Okay.All right, I'd like you to do like what you did in the morning, okay? Now you go to the bathroom to brush your teeth. Before you go to school, you have the toothpaste here. Now you just do what you do. Put the toothpaste in your toothbrush. You don't have to brush today, but just to put it there. Okay. Well, I just want to make point. Not only did this happen, but when we are parents, we have to know what kind of habits our kids are doing. How many of you watch your kids as to how much toothpaste they put in their toothbrush?
So, 就连这个刷牙跟放多少牙膏的习惯都是由父母教导养成的。
If you read the small print on the toothpaste,Almost all of them have fluoride in it. Okay? Because 65 years ago, they start putting fluoride in drinking water to keep the gum and teeth healthy. It becomes traditional for many big cities and so forth in the country. And they start putting fluoride in the toothpaste also for a long time, flavored with mint and raspberry to make people feel good.
他们在65年以前就把这个 fluor 是氟，是不是？把氟放到水里面跟牙膏里面，再把牙膏弄香了甜了，让人可以很自由很喜欢去刷牙。
All the toothpaste, if you look at the bag, have fluoride content in it, except for baby, because they don't want the baby to expose to fluoride. So when you brush your baby teeth.Those toothpaste are can be swallowed, but they have no fluoride in it.
Got teeth to fall out anyways. 在每一种牙膏里面，除了给婴孩的牙膏没有氟以外，其他的牙膏都有氟。
But there's a one warning, but only of the parents, right? I just haven't researched and I didn't realize myself yet for many years. There's a warning said for kids. How old are you? How old? Okay. We have some younger brother and sister who is 6 years old. No. The toothpaste says for people, for children less than 6 years old, don't put more than a pea-sized toothpaste for them to brush their teeth. Anybody of you know that? Good. Those are very educated. You know why?
你是否知道年纪轻的时候
why?
你不应该把
Meanwhile, that's first I have heard. Meanwhile, swallow. It's toxic.
You swallow, you have to contact
poison
control.
Okay. Well, not that bad. Not that bad. But I check the report. When they are aware, when fluoride becomes generalized, used generally, they were checking on that. The fluoride.Does have toxicity, and actually, for the last few years, they started reported 20,000 cases of fluoride poisoning, especially in kids. Because you know why? The parent didn't watch them. They think it was fun. It tastes good, raspberry taste. So they put all that much in it and brush the teeth.
Because fluoride 对身体会有不良的影响，如果太多的话，所以我们应该放一点点的牙膏，像一个小绿豆一样的，那样的分量就够了。
Well, just one more word about fluoride. I don't, you know, we're not, we are in South Bend. South Bend was in the news last year. You know why? Because there are three counties in South Bend, the Lake County, and a couple other counties west South Bend.They took fluoride out of the water because it cost the city, cost the county to put fluoride in the water.
Indiana 就三个county, 把这个氟从水里面拿出来以节省。
So the health department is now to push the county put back fluoride in there because they do prevent gum disease and teeth decay if you have the right amount of fluoride in your drinking. And it has been proven by statistics that they cut down the cavity and gum disease by maybe 40-50% if you use fluoride.
但是因为氟对我们的牙周病有很好的有预防牙周病，所以这些镇又把这个氟又放回水里面。
I'm just,saying that these are all habits, and we know, we have to know what we are doing every day. This is part of the understanding of habits.
所以这一件事我愿意提醒，就是我们有很多的习惯，我们也许都不知道为什么。
Well, anyway, I know time is running out, so I'm not going to pursue any, I'll just let the kids stay until I finish my last part. And then we'll be done for today. Well, I mean, I'm going to say a few more words.With the kids staying, and after I finish, then we will close the service.
Oh. Go on.
Okay. Well, I know today why I make this such kind of a sharing, because I have the kids in mind. Our children population is growing our church. Our parents have great responsibility. We want to build out a family healthy for them, healthy for us. That's why I thought about this topic.And I guess we have time, you don't have time to say it. But I was going to say a little more for the adult about the Boston Marathon. It affects all of us. We're glad we caught the person, okay? But it's very hard. The media have to understand why those two supposedly good kids develop this kind of a mentality. But you know what? They still don't understand. But,The more they trace back into their background, childhood background, the more they find reason for all their behavior.
我愿意转移话题啊。最近我们都知道 Boston 的那个炸弹事件啊，这两个原来是两个很优秀的孩子，他们为什么会变成有这样的激进邪恶的行为呢？啊，是因为我们越去了解，就越发现他们的父母对他们的影响。
And instead of time, I just take a couple of minutes because this is just a timely, because this Boston bombing is on everybody's mind. You know, when they cheer, when they caught that 19-year-old guy, they were cheering all along the street in Boston that night, you know that?
我们都看到当警察抓到这个19岁的第二个嫌疑犯的时候，全镇的人都欢呼。
Somebody said that we have overcome evil.
有的人说我们已经战胜了邪恶了。
So there are good and evil in this world, even in a secular kind of thinking.
让我们看见，就是在宗教以外的，人都认为这个世界有善良，有邪恶的存在。
You know what made me think of last night when they cheer on the street of Boston? I thought of the end of the Second World War. When all the people were pouring out on the street of New York, Times Square, they were dancing, they were yelling because that was the end of World War II.
让我联想到在二战结束的时候，全纽约市的市民都涌到街上来欢呼二战结束。
This is what the Bible teaches. You should overcome evil with good.
这也是圣经教导我们要以善胜恶。
Well, I think that's time for us to close, but I do have a little gift for the kids so they can remember this time of sharing.
在结束的时候，我有一些的礼物送给孩子们。
I just researched it recently. I didn't know it either. How many of your parents allow your kids to chew gum? You raise your hand.
你们孩子们多少人？
How many? I ask the kid. How many are you allowed to chewing gum?
有多少人吃口香糖？
Okay. Anyway, I have I have a 15 pack of special chewing gum here.
这里有一些特别的口香糖。
I have to confess, I'm so old. I only chew gum a few times in my life, but I never chew like chewing gum.
我一生都很不喜欢吃口香糖。
But I was convinced this chewing gum has some very good benefit for your teeth.
但是我相信这一类的特别的口香糖对你的牙齿有帮助。
By the way, not all chewing gum are good, especially bubble gum. Not all of them are good, okay?
很多的口香糖对你有牙齿不良影响的，
But they have one kind of sugar, supplement sugar, they call xylitol. Haven't have you that sugar? Xylitol. This is very particularly important for diabetic patients, people who are sugar. Because this kind, you know why your gum break down, your teeth get heavy? Because you eat a lot of candies, those sweet will turn into acid, and they ruin your gum, they ruin your teeth.
在我们饮食里面有很多的糖分啊，当我们吃的时候变成酸性，会影响我们的牙周。
Because we have a lot of bacteria inside your mouth.
因为在牙齿缝中间有很多的细菌。
And the more acid and more sugar you feed in there, the bacteria will grow in your mouth.
你越吃的糖分越多，你的酸性越高，那有助长这些细菌的繁殖。
But recently they have found out scientifically, they found out kind of sugar is called xylitol.
但是最近发现一种特别的糖分与我们平常的糖不一样。
It come from the bark or the wood of a tree called the birch tree.
是从一种的树提炼出来的。
But this kind of sugar is also in a small amount in fruits and in vegetables and so forth, very small amount.
这种糖分也微量的在我们一些的水果的上面可以找得到。
But if you use this in your mouth, for example, they put this in a chewing gum. If you chew your gum, this kind of sugar will cut down the bacteria in your mouth, Plus, it will also cut down ear infection in very young kids because the ear infection has to do with the bacteria in the mouth too, to some extent. So they found the benefit is they will cut down the bacteria in your mouth, they help to cut down tooth decay and carry, and also cut down maybe chances of ear infection.
但是这种糖在他们放在这个口香糖里面，让孩子来嚼的时候，就会减少这种细菌，也减少你的牙周病，也减少那个
So this is my gift for the kids today. It's the chewing gum that has xylitol in it.
对，今天我这种的口香糖具有这样的糖
分。I'm not advertising. I don't know even this company. Okay, I just had trouble finding it actually.I travel looking for the gum all around town and finally found it. So if the parent can guide them so they don't overdo it, they can chew it now and then, it'll be good for their gum. You want? Yeah. You want to pass it? Another one? Okay. So I'll close today at this point. I know time's running out. I have more to share, but time's running out. And I hope you get the main message to today.How important parents are to children, how important it is for all of us to develop a good habit, to change our bad habit, develop good habit, the biblical teaching in mind.
所以今天信息最主要的重心就是在提醒我们父母对孩童的习惯啊，养成什么样的习惯有很大的影响。我希望我们都能够开始有勇气来改变我们坏的习惯，而养成好的习惯。
So we pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us a sound mind.
天父，我们感谢你给我们有一个头脑。
We know that we have a sinful, selfish nature in all of us.
我们每个人都被我们的罪性来影响。
Lord, I pray that with your Holy Spirit guidance today, that we can learn from the Bible.That we need to train ourselves to live as holy as we can to please you.
但是我们知道，我们可以用圣经的原则来教导我们，来让我们知道怎么样来养成好的习惯。
Pray that give us strength to get rid of our bad habits in our self-examination. We all know what bad habits we have.To get rid of those, in the meantime, train those loved ones and our children not to develop those bad habits.
因为求主赐给我们亮光，让我们看见我们自己有什么不良的习惯，勇气去改良，也帮助我们周围的人也不养成这些坏的习惯。
I pray, Lord, that you continue to bless this family together so that we can continue to learn from you.And it's a life that is healthy and a life that will please you.
而帮助我们一起的来学习，让我们过一个健康的生活，讨你喜悦。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.